For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about Patrick Mahomes going behind the back in a preseason game? Everyone else is just trying to get to a point where they can play winning football, and the Chiefs are just screwing around going, all right, what if we went behind the back?
Hear me out.
On this trick play. What if we all spin in a circle like we're in a snow globe? We'll call it the snow globe play, and then we'll run up to the line of scrimmage like we're lost, and we'll line up under the wrong guy's butt, and then someone else will take the snap. They're just like having fun. Just doing wacky bits. Everyone else is just trying to score touchdowns.
It's so
incredible
hard. How
dominant they've become as they look for a three-peat now. But this was Mahomes on a behind-the-back designed play that there's video of them practicing from fans that have been at practice this month to Travis Kelce on a short yardage play that they called. He kind of jets out on the quarterback keeper. It's almost like a shovel pass, but he goes no look behind the back for the first down, and then they talked about it afterwards.
Mahomes keeps it, goes behind the back. Kelce's got it for the first down.
Travis didn't run the route he was supposed to run, and then it was kind of a behind the back pass, kind of because I was mad. I was pissed off at Travis.
Back pass was improvised. That wasn't a play. What do you have to say?
It wasn't a play. No, it was a play. The first down.
He was supposed to run a flat route. I don't know if you can hear me on the broadcast. I'm yelling at him, and then he doesn't run it, so.
He's got the voice thing. And so he kind of mumbled out the play. I couldn't hear it. I was walking up to the line. I was, like, trying to decipher what he was saying. Before I knew it, he snapped the ball. And
out of spite, I threw it behind the back pass, but now it's going to be a highlight. It wasn't like I planned that at all, or it wasn't a called play. It just kind of happened.
I mean, so that's all silly. Like, that was a very much designed play. Again, there's video of them practicing that exact play. Mm-hmm. And it was also just very obvious, the way that he comes in for the shovel behind him. But this is what they do. Not only are they doing shtick about it and having a good old time and acting like it was all off the cuff and we're just out here not knowing what they're doing, bumping our toes into
whoopsie-doopsie.
A first down. They're playing chess. Everyone else is playing checkers.
Can you imagine having that much fun?
It's 400-level football. They're acting before the play like they're confused. He's like, I don't know if you guys heard me. I was yelling at him. And Travis is like, I couldn't tell what the play was. That's part of the design, is the confusion of Kelce's in the wrong spot and Mahomes is upset. And now he's just going to take the ball and run away from Travis Kelce. They're just so much farther along than everyone else.
Pat Mahomes has been a starter for 6 years. They've been to 4 Super Bowls, won 3 of them, and been to 6 conference final games. I remind you, he's been a starter for 6 years.
They got screwed out of another Super Bowl appearance in the AFC Championship game against the Patriots.
And the other one, they got blown out by a field goal against Cincinnati. So, again, this is among the, because we're not thinking of it this way yet. Because we just lived through the Patriots, you know, whatever it was, 11, 12, 13 times in 20 years. Incredible longevity run with 7 different iterations of how they were. They were a ground and pound team. They were a throw it a million times, go 17-0 team. They did everything under the sun with Brady and Belichick. But in this era of turnover, they're breaking the rules. I don't mean like violating. I mean, this is not supposed to happen. Teams are supposed to experience setbacks. Losing a guy that just got voted, whether you agree or not, but he just got voted the number one best player in the NFL in Tyreek Hill, was supposed to slow them down. And it did for a few weeks. They were, quote unquote, only 11-6. Who among us, and I'm an idiot because I think I probably picked Baltimore in that game, and I'm never doing that again. But who among us, while they were floundering and just right around 500 or whatever, was like, oh yeah, they're done. Everyone knew they were going to be doing what they always do, which is playing deep into the season. If Pat Mahomes is your quarterback, you've been to the conference championship, and you're probably going again.
They are in the San Antonio Spurs part of the dynasty now, where the regular season, just tinkering.
Formality.
We're just kind of figuring it out.
Yep.
Playoffs come, we'll be ready to go. Reminds me of the old Belichick Patriots with Brady, where they said Thanksgiving was when our season started. Mm-hmm. And they would just do what they had to do to be in a decent spot before Thanksgiving. Sometimes they might be four games out in front. Sometimes, you know, there might be a game or so or tied in the division. But we'll hit our stride. We'll get healthy and make sure we're ready to go at Thanksgiving. And that's when we flip the switch and we get on a roll going into the playoffs. And it generally worked for them.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.